So this morning again, it took a long time to get the feeling. It depends a lot on focus, you know, because I notice my mind is bringing up all kinds of thoughts quietly. You know, like, should we be thinking about this, or should we be thinking about the verisane that's got to be put on the mast? How about the painting over here? Shouldn't you be going to look at this job today? How about this? Shouldn't we be thinking about paying bills? And shouldn't we be thinking about this and that? And it just keeps bringing up these little things. It's used to that. That's what we've trained our mind to do for, well, however long we've been here. So it's doing exactly what it was told to do. So at the same token, now that we're changing, we want to focus on this new feeling of being wealthy, abundant, of allowing everything to be there that we want, just to come in without the struggle and all that other stuff, right? So we concentrate on the halving of the 3.6 million. The total feeling, what we would feel if we would have it. Regardless of everything else, not changing really anything else. Basically, I put myself exactly where I am, sitting right here, standing right here, driving right here, whatever the thing I'm doing. But in the morning, I concentrate on sitting in one spot and doing it till I have the feeling and can hold it for, well, at least 20 minutes, even longer. This morning, it took over an hour, really hard work. Finally, I got the feeling, and then I could hold it for about a half an hour. So I've been at it for an hour and a half. I'm pretty tuckered out now. Also, I'm energized from it, because once I get the feeling and I hold it for a long time, it moves in me and it becomes part of me, and it removes a lot of stuff, a lot of other thoughts once it kicks in. There isn't all those thoughts about lack of money that used to be, and I didn't think I had a lot of thoughts of lack of money. But now that they're gone, well, probably not all gone, but you know, a very large percentage, I noticed just how many thoughts I had all day long that were actually devoted to lack of money. So no wonder, you know, you do a little bit of work and then you go, well, something should change, but we don't even realize just how many thoughts on the lack of things that we want we have. In other words, we have the thoughts on the not having them. We think our thoughts are on the positive side, on the side of the pendulum that says having, but they're not. Once I get a hang of the feeling and it starts coming of having a 3.6 million, I continue to pretend even more so, but exactly where I am, not changing anything else in my life, in a sense, just bringing it right there, having the 3.6 million, because this is not about changing everything, it's about changing how I feel, how I experience my life, and in a sense to bring about that abundance, to change how my whole framework that is resisting abundance and change it to allowing abundance and being magnetic to abundance. And as that then changes, we can make changes in our lives that we want to make. We want to do one thing at a time. So, you know, we may be in a job yet that we may not want or doesn't satisfy us or doesn't allow us to be our full potential. All that stuff, we're not trying to remove right now. We're trying to change our feelings on our life experience of how we experience receiving money, having money, that energy. And then we'll expand from there. So I bring myself into the feeling of having it exactly where I am, right where I'm sitting. And I pretend, you know, a little bit, I'm walking into the bank. What does it feel like to walk into that bank knowing there's 3.6 million? I'm not trying to withdraw it, spend it, invest it. I'm not doing anything with it. Just having it. It's just there, and I'm just experiencing it being there. That's it. And I keep expanding that feeling and making it stronger and stronger, so that it just becomes a part of me. And by doing that, I noticed that before I had a lot of feelings of lack, a lot of thoughts of lack, and because I've replaced all those thoughts with the feeling and thoughts of having a 3.6 million, I noticed that there's a change. Once that inner change comes about, then we know that the physical world will follow along very quickly. So we'll continue on, allowing each day to be an adventure, in a sense. You know, it's an experience, an expansion. It's like a journey, and each day it gets a little bigger, and we just have to keep following along. Roberta mentioned something this morning. She says, well, when can we spend some of that? And I said, it's not about that, and don't play so much with that, because the more you do that, the more you notice that it's not there. And we're really in the process of putting our feelings and our thoughts in place as if it's there, and we don't want to do anything that really jeopardizes that. You know, if there's bills, we pay them, whatever we can, and then we quickly let go of it and revert back. We don't stay in the feeling of lack, of there not being enough. I mean, it's already there, so there's really no need to experience it or feel it anymore. That doesn't really help. So again, we want to stay in that feeling of the having already the 3.6 million and experience life from that basis. Everything in our life right now from the basis of having the 3.6 million. See, that way we're not trying to change our whole life and change the way we live in our apartment, in our house, in our relationships, in our friends. All of that, just leave it right now. We're just adding the experience of having the 3.6 million. And that alone changes the whole experience. Because for some reason I feel much more confident. As soon as I start getting the feeling, I sit up straighter, taller. I feel more confident in all aspects of my life. I talk with more confidence. My voice expresses more confidence, and so everything in my life is being affected and improved. And we want to keep building on that, and keep building it, and keep building it, and let it expand. And so we're adding the experience of the 3.6 million to our life experience now. And that experience will transform our life experience, even though, in a sense, nothing has changed physically yet in our life. But this is where we actually gain control over our life, by changing our frequency on the inside, because that's really what we're learning to do. We're learning to change that dial. You know, it picks up that radio station, picks up the station of lack, or it picks up the station of abundance. And we're really practicing, learning how to adjust that dial and to put it where we want it. Once we gain the ability and improve the ability of that. We already have the ability. Now we're just improving the ability. The rest of our lives will change just by that factor. But first, we have to really get a good knack of that. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're practicing every day, improving it every day. And I notice how much it changes my life. Physically, not that much has changed yet, but the experience has so much changed. I'm so much more relaxed, so much calmer. I'm not tense all the time, thinking there's not enough time for me to do everything. There's so many things that have changed in my experience of my life exactly the way it is, that it's almost like my whole life has shifted and changed. And all I've done is changed it on the inner side. Now, I know the physical side will follow along with it. It takes a little longer probably for the physical stuff to manifest, but the inner is already building and gaining strength, and we want to cement that in a lot more. You know, bring it into place so that if something, let's say, negative were to happen, we're not shook out of our place where we want to be. You know, there's an earthquake comes and all of a sudden we notice that dial flips back to where it used to be, back into the lack and misery and hurt and sadness and lack of confidence and so forth. We don't want to be there anymore. So we're bringing ourselves into that new place. It's amazing how we can change our confidence level. Change all our feelings to more positive, more relaxed, just by focusing on the very thing of having something. See, that money is energy. That money is ability. That money is really energy that allows you to create. And we're using it as a focus to improve our life experience. And as the end result will be, the money will flow also. But in the meantime, we've used it as a focus to improve our lives. And sometimes that's much easier than going the direct route, which would be, say, I want to improve my feelings, how I feel today. Well, it's easier to focus on something that will improve your feelings today than just on a feeling improvement, because otherwise it's kind of elusive. I don't know if that makes sense, what I just said. I hope so. But regardless, you can see more and more how we're using this money to improve our lives, and it doesn't necessarily even have to be there. Well, you know, at this point, it will start to flow. The more this comes, the more it will flow. The physical world is a little slower. It has a buffer. But when we create and focus on something, it doesn't come instantly. And that's a good thing, because if you're feeling really down and really suicidal, a giant block of cement would fall out of the sky instantly and crush you. And so there's a buffer zone in between what we do on the inside and when it comes around in the physical world. And that buffer zone is more like a safety. So we stay at something and focus at something for a while, and then it clicks into place and comes forth in the physical. Otherwise, you know, if instantly everything you thought came about, you'd probably have a clown sucking your brains out with a straw, because you just saw a movie called The Killer Clowns, right? So you need that buffer zone. As we gain more ability in, you know, setting that dial on a frequency that we want, then the buffer gets smaller and smaller, because we're more focused, we're more in, well, I'm going to use the word control again, of how we think. We're maintaining more direction, and so then the buffer zone can get a little smaller. But when we're wildly thinking about everything and have no direction in it, and, you know, our mind can suggest something and off we go in that direction, well, then the buffer zone needs to be fairly big in order to allow us a certain amount of safety. Anyway, so some days it goes really easy. It might go really easy for 2 days. You know, I get that feeling very quickly. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. And then all of a sudden the next day it takes 3 times as much work. A lot of that has to do with my focus, and some days my focus is just not there and I have to really work at it. But I've decided that every day, again, every day, I'm going to do this, no matter what. And more of it every day, till it becomes my life. That's all there is to it. Now that I see so much more improvement. See, it took a while, didn't it? Because for a long time we're working on it, getting the feeling, having trouble even to find the feeling, getting it for a few minutes, going, oh, well, that felt good, but then it disappears. Doesn't really have a whole lot of effect on our lives, just for those few minutes. But now that we've kept going, it all of a sudden starts to have an effect on the entire day of my life. It's spreading further and further, and it's really expanding. So every day is like a journey. We don't know exactly yet how it all will come out. We'll see.